episode 993, When You Are Tested.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a celebration, rise and shine, because it is Friday. That means the weekend is around the corner and you get some time off. Well, hopefully you do. If you have a weekend job, then maybe not so much. But you know what? You make time, right? We make time for relaxation, some fun in our lives. Today is Confession Day, and we're chatting about when you are tested. I have been tested a lot this week, and it hasn't been a great one, but I'm going to share some of my highlights with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what happens when you are tested in life? Would you pass with flying colors? Or would you need to resort to cramming? The situation is all too familiar. Remember school? Oh, I know. Some of us just dread going back to school. The thought of it, I mean, maybe you're already nauseated because I just mentioned the word school. Maybe you were one of those incredible test takers that no matter what you did, you got it. You had no problem. Or maybe you were one who needed the cliff notes. Or worst, you had test anxiety. Well, this week has been a really hopping week for us. We've had everything from our personal life going on with the move of the house and everything with that. And then on top of it, we've had midterms and chapter tests and presentations. So I've been kind of the tutor, prepping for the exams, helping my kiddos, listening to their presentations, you know, getting out the flashcards. Come on, don't you remember some of this stuff? Maybe you're doing it right now in your life. You know how those tests get harder and harder as we get older? We got to keep practicing and practicing. Our memorization, we have to figure out, well, how can we implement it? Well, fast forward to today. How hard would you need to study to ace your test, life's test? Well, I couldn't help but think, as I was reviewing with my son these flashcards, and they weren't that challenging. It was basically vocabulary, and his vocabulary words were audience, auditorium, phonograph. I was like, oh, do you even know what a phonograph is? I don't even think I own a record player anymore, so we had to talk about that. And so he had just about 10 of them, and he needed to know the definition. And then he needed to be able to tell me the word. So I gave him the definition. He gave me the word. And as I was really sitting there going through these flashcards, I thought, what if we had flashcards for our life? How would they look and how would they reflect us? Our knowledge. You know, what about our parenting, our marriage, our health, in our kitchen, with our nutrition, our job, our career, what we do? Maybe our community involvement, how we help or how we don't help. All these things, this basic stuff that we have to have here in adulthood, what would that look like? And would we be able to pass life's test? I don't know. How's it going for you right now in your life? Are you barely trying to stay afloat? Maybe you're even relying on those cliff notes. I can't help but think of a book, and now I can't even think of the title. I'll think of it later, and maybe I'll remember to put it in the show notes. And it had this crazy old woman. Well, to me, she was crazy. And it was one of those weird, deep novels that you had to read. And it was a great one. But the crazy thing is I would read it, and I'd be like, oh, whatever. And I could read like a paragraph and fall asleep. That's just how my body was back then, my brain. I really didn't care about books. Do you think I share this with my children? Shh, hopefully they're not listening to today's episode for confessions, even though they know I use examples from our interactions throughout the week. They know that somehow they usually show up here on the podcast. But as I was sitting here thinking about this book, and I thought, it's not The Great Escape. That's not it. Anyway, I will think of it if I can ever remember it. It's a classic. It's a real classic. I know my English majors out there, you're already yelling at me. I'm so sorry. I just can't remember it. But this is when I figured out I needed to utilize Cliff Notes. Not because I wanted to cheat myself and not read the whole book, but I needed something that I could rely on, something simplistic that would give me a review, a different outline than what I was getting from my teacher and what I read directly from the book in that paragraph, each paragraph that I would read and fall asleep to. I'd have to wake myself back up again and start again. How are your Cliff Notes working in your life right now? How's your test taking working? Would you be able to ace it with flying colors? Because you got to understand that progression comes from education. And this education isn't necessarily classroom education. It doesn't mean that it's a certification. I'm not telling you that you need to go back and get a degree. But I want to challenge you. What was the last book that you read? Obviously, the one that I read all the way back in high school, I cannot remember. So that tells you my brain's a little old as I'm, you know, thinking this through here live when I'm recording with you. And I was never one who enjoyed reading the books. But now I read books. And I can read a book if I have to in one day, a whole book, including the acknowledgments, including the introduction, the foreword, and the Cliff Notes in the back, all the little review stuff that they have. How does your life look in what you're doing with progression, with your education, when it comes to performing at your optimal level? If you were tested, what would your report card come back as? How would your midterm look? We're in fall now. We're going to be getting close to what? New Year's. We all want changes. Why wait till New Year's to make changes? Why not start now? And so with this progression and wanting to create a life that is truly more than what you have, that means what? You have to have a vision. You have to be able to imagine more than what you see. And what gets me is those who sit on the sidelines of their life, they don't read the books, they don't use the Cliff Notes, and they don't study for the test. And they're barely getting by. They're barely staying afloat. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're having a really tough time. Not just a storm. I'm not talking about, you know, a storm in your life that comes and eventually there'll be light on the other side and, you know, with rain comes sun, right? We get a rainbow. But what I'm talking about is that we're living our daily lives and we're settling. We don't expect our kids to settle, do we? We want them to study. We want them to get good grades to the best of their ability. Now, great, if they can ace it, awesome. But if you have a child that their best of their ability is getting a C or a B, that's awesome. Then that's their A, right? But how are you doing in your life right now in adulthood? If you were graded, not graded by me, graded by yourself, because we're our worst critic. We're our worst enemy. We know deep down what we're capable of and what we're maybe not doing. Because we don't care anymore. We did all that hard stuff. Why should my life be hard now? Because you're still training up a child. Because you were created on purpose for a purpose. What was that last book that you read when you didn't have the Cliff Notes? And how much of that information did you apply to your life to create a life that you want to be living? Now, some would argue, well, I'm already there. I have the life that I want. I would say, awesome, but you can still do better. Because God created us as beings to continually learn. Progression comes from growth. Growth comes from learning. Learning comes from curiosity. Curiosity is your next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It's the one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but most of us don't want to take that one step. We're okay just right where we are. Settling. This is good enough. I don't need to go any further. Think about what you say to your children when they are getting ready for their school day. They're preparing for an exam the next day, but they're working on it the night before. What are the words that come out of your mouth? Are you applying those exact same sentences to your own life? No, maybe you don't have a written exam. Maybe you're not going to give a presentation in front of 20 people in a classroom setting. But your family, your two children and your husband, yeah, they're your audience. They're the classroom. And in fact, they're the most important classroom in your life. And bigger than that, God's sitting there too. We take a lot of things for granted. When you are tested, how would you fare? Progress comes from growth. Growth comes from learning. Learning comes from curiosity. Curiosity is your next step. Maybe you want some help with this. I know when I was going through working on these flashcards with my son, he actually forgot them. He left his notes at school, and he began to not tell me, first of all, that this happened. This was after the fact that he told me all of this. But he had panic begin to set in for him. He was like, oh my gosh, I don't have the material that I need to study for my test, and I need to work hard at my test. I need to figure this out for me. And so he went to it. He found a classmate, contacted them. He said, it's an emergency, which I thought that was really cute. Of course, he's telling me all of this after the fact. I didn't know any of it before the fact. And he says, this is an emergency. She responds, why is it an emergency? Because it deals with school and the test tomorrow. Oh, okay. So he went on to ask her, do you have the vocabulary words? And she said, no, I didn't bring them home, because he thought, you know, you could just snap a picture and send them to me. Then I can look them up, make my notes, and I can study. But she goes, no, but I've memorized all of them. I can give them to you, and then you can go study. He goes, awesome, great. So after this was all done, he hadn't written his flashcard yet. He told me the story. He said, Mom, guess what I did? He goes, I totally forgot to bring home my work. And when I looked, it wasn't in, you know, my study guide wasn't in my folder. So I got really worried and concerned, but I worked on it and I figured it out. I was able to ask a friend and she helped me, and I'm going to make these flashcards. Can you then help me study? So right there, he took it upon himself to, number one, figure out the crisis that he was in, to figure out a resolution for it. And then in turn, he shared it with me and he said, now, Mom, I need you to help me study. I sat back and just paused for a minute. And I was quite the proud little mama. I got to tell you, put a smile on my face, because he didn't come whining to me and crying or worried that I don't have what I need, Mom. I don't have the skills. Actually, he had every skill he needed, and he proved it to himself. Are you proving that you have those skills that you need right now, where God wants to take you? I think sometimes we get too wrapped up in our busyness. I just went to our homecoming coronation and pep rally. The whole community comes together and it's awesome. We, you know, we put the football players, the volleyball players, everybody goes up and we've got them on all the big red fire engines and we celebrate, and we've got the crowning of the king and queen and it's all fun. We got the band playing and we got cool music and pictures and all of this. But if we were to, you know, strip all of that away and look at how we're interacting with our day, the blessing of a moment that God has given us to impact those around us, how would we be rated? How would we rank when you are tested? Well, I know and I pray that my son will do really well tomorrow on his vocabulary test. I know we'll be studying in the morning. So maybe you're starting your morning right now and you're like, gosh, I really could use some Cliff Notes. I really could use somebody, you know, I kind of studied this already and I'm in the middle of parenting, but I just need help. Or my marriage is just not where it needs to be. Or I'm just tired. I frankly don't have enough energy to make it to the evening. I need naps more and I just need help. Ask for help. That's why I'm here. I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. Maybe you've never experienced a coaching call, but my free gift to you is a coaching call with me. Yes, you get to talk to me. And that doesn't mean that some miraculous thing is going to happen and angels are going to start singing. No, but it gives you a chance, an opportunity for you to learn, for you to gain some Cliff Notes, for you to have progression in your life that maybe you just haven't quite figured it out. I would love to come beside you with that. Click on the link. That will begin our conversation. Let's take AIM together. Action ignites motivation. As you are studying with your child, think how you can take some pointers and study for your life. Little did I know that these flashcards would mean something greater than just the meaning of a simple word. Could change your life. It is one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So don't settle. Go create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.